At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by our respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right. So, Meech, the aftershocks of this Valentine's Day podcast have not ended yet.
Are you serious?
No, I just had a friend that listened to it. And let me tell you, all the women are getting on are texting me like, I'm the one that said what the Meech from Earth 42 said about the injure yourself thing to get out of the friend zone. But one question they did have is, what is the most controversial ship that you have?
The most controversial ship?
Yeah.
As in two people who got together and I absolutely hate it.
No, I think it's from the perspective of two people that you want to be together, but it's controversial.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Because I got a good one, though.
Oh, I do, too.
All right.
You off the dome. All the Deku and Bakugo shippers, all of y'all need to get on somewhere. All of y'all, because there ain't no way that's ever happening in this lifetime. I'm pretty sure there's like one Earth, one multiverse out there where it does happen, but that's the anomaly. That's not part of the sacred timeline.
I mean, it's probably on the dark web.
It's probably on the dark multiverse, what you mean. But all I have to say is that ship definitely, all y'all need to stop. That ship needs to go. Mm-hmm. All the Goku and Vegeta shippers, that needs to go. All of the Naruto and Sasuke shippers, that gotta go.
All right, you know, is there one that you have that you want to happen, but you know it's controversial?
Okay. Oh, one that, that's a deep one.
If you alienated one side of the fan base.
Look, I just call it, hey, a spade is a spade, am I right? Man, I actually gotta think a little bit on this one. What you got? What's your controversial?
All right, so mine is from Darling in the Franxx, an anime that, why are you looking at me like that? Bear with me. So I think that Hiro, that's how they say it in the show, should have ended up with Ichigo. And if they would have done that relationship from the start, instead of him going with Zero to later in the show, I think it would have been a much cleaner show in writing, because the way they built it up, it built up to Zero Two, but then after the episode and once like they had the reveal of like the backstory, the writing of the show just went left in so many ways. But I think if they would have kept it with Hiro and Ichigo, it would have been a much cleaner story and they could have told it in a better way instead of making Zero Two a spaceship. So
dang. And honestly, this one, it should have came up into my mind first when you mentioned that, but the fact that I just now remembered Ray and Finn sequel trilogy, and you know the reason why. My boy Finn, he needed a dub, all right? He needs a dub after the trash that he'd been put through. The fact that this man, literally the first film basically built up to it, only for the eighth movie to say, nah.
Yeah. Side mission.
Only for the side mission that did not even need to happen. And then on top of that, episode 9,
it seemed like it was building up to it as well, at least on fan side. And then we know how the rest of that movie turned out. But Finn and Rey definitely should have happened. It needed to happen. That's my favorite ship. It's not just because it's a brother, but because of the fact that it was built up, and not the fact that Finn is me. And you know what? I'm just gonna keep it at that.
We're gonna leave it there, my brother.
We're just gonna leave it there before I cause some more catastrophe.
All right. So I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech and Meech presents
Blurred City Podcast.
All right. So at the time that you're listening to this, I believe Godzilla Kong, A New Empire will drop the following Thursday, following week after this podcast drops. So originally, the entire month of March or entire month of April, we're going to be total movie monster madness. Like, we're going to have a review of Godzilla Minus One, which is an incredible movie. We're going to have a tournament of the best monsters, the review of the Godzilla Kong movie, but they moved it up 2 weeks, so we kind of had to adjust all the same with that. So what we're going to be doing in this episode is we're going to break down the MonsterVerse, not just the American Legendary, but also the Toho universe and kind of how we got to this point, including another American, unfortunately, I have to touch on, but we're going to touch on that, and then also other aspects of Godzilla and movie monsters and kaijus and mechas, because that's kind of just like our field of what we really love. So that's what we're going to get into next week, a collab podcast with Fusion Ha, and then the week after we're going to have Godzilla Kong New Empire. But before we can get to that, there's been some recent developments and news that have happened in our government and regarding a social media platform, one of which uses. So it's been a long time since we've done this. I believe it's the first one of the new year of season 4. Meet, get it off your chest.
All right. So in case you don't know, or you live under the rock, or you live outside the U.S., unfortunately, the U.S. government decided to say ixnay to TikTok. There's a bill that's been passed through the House of Representatives, basically dictating that unless the Chinese owner of TikTok sells TikTok to the U.S., they're going to ban it outright here in the U.S. And the fact that it passed the House of Representatives is actually kind of absurd. And you may think I'm upset because of the fact that I use it. I mean, not really, because of the fact, like, I mean, I could live without it. I mean, I lived without Vine for like X amount of years. And plus, I didn't really start using TikTok till like 2022. So like maybe 2 years at most of me using TikTok. So like, I don't have as much of a personal stake in it. But I'm pretty sure all the people with short attention spans, they in disarray right now. Y'all are cooked. All right. Y'all, there's no way y'all can just watch long form content anymore. But here's the thing about this whole thing that got me heated, right? Of all the issues that we could be talking about in this government, in the world right now, of all of the potential laws that kind of need to get passed right now, of all of the concerns that the U.S. is facing, issues such as, like, you know, homelessness or the trillions of dollars in debt that we're in right now, the U.S. of A, America, decide to just say, you know what, we see all of your concerns, people. We see all of your issues. And you know what? Here's what we're going to do about it. We're going to ban TikTok. You're like, wait, hold on. What? Of all the things you could do for our country, you're just going to just outright say TikTok got to go. Bruh, come on now. Come on. Come on, USA. Y'all, see, and this is why we can't have geriatric old men, old white men in government anymore. Because you guys are really starting to really show y'all's age. You think TikTok is somehow going to lead to the Chinese...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Government just uncovering all government secrets. In case if you guys didn't know, you guys already have operatives on the inside already leaking government documents. We're not going to forget about what happened with old boy. I think his name was Thug Shaker or something like that. Thug Shaker, who on Discord, who leaked all them secret government documents. Yeah, you think we forgot about that? Nah. And I know you guys already cooked old boy by giving him 16 years in prison. But here's the thing. You guys got y'all's wires crossed right now. I mean, I already knew the government was actually about to be in terrible shape because of the fact that, and you know what, I'm just going to leave it there because, like, I ain't trying to get taken out by the CIA, the FBI. As a matter of fact, I want y'all guys to recruit me because I really need to have a discussion here because there's just so much that's happening right now. And I feel like you guys need my expertise right now. And yeah, just at the end of the day, like, what are we doing as a society? What are we doing as a government? This is actually absurd. Texas absolutely should succeed. And when it comes to that, right, just pick your battles, US. Pick your battles. This is definitely not one of them. Because why? Why do this? You guys got like a million other laws out there that y'all definitely need to streamline and get repealed. Do I need to talk about how it's still illegal in Oklahoma to go whaling? Do I need to remind y'all about that law? Or how it's apparently illegal to hunt Sasquatch?
Nani?
And it's apparently illegal to go hunt down Bigfoot. It is an official law. And don't even get me started on the law that makes it illegal to have ice cream in your back pocket. Now, I understand why, in the context of the time, why that one was needed. But as of today, who is going to have ice cream in your back pocket to steal horses? Who? As a matter of fact, you just have the law of not stealing. That's all. That's all you need. Dang it. Man, get me out of here because I'm tired. I'm tired of America at this point. Oh yeah, don't even get me started on just the racial laws. Just take the reins away from me.
Well, I had no idea what you're gonna talk about. Go from TikTok to Sasquatches and secession from the union. I'll just say this. I think if Texas succeeds, it's not gonna be what you think it's gonna be.
Listen, I already know it's raps for, well, if Texas succeeds, it's already raps for us black folks as is, all right? Because you know what's going to be the first thing they're going to try to bring back. Bring back. But,
moving on. All right, so we were going to, well, for the five people remaining. So, we were going to get into an Oscar-themed What's Hot, but I don't really have much to say other. I was just going to point out that I feel like Barbie kind of got screwed. They got the Marvel treatment this year.
Yeah, that. I was going to say that, and also Spider-Verse got robbed.
Spider-Verse got Spider-Verse treatment. Definitely blockbuster and superhero fatigue. I wonder if Dune 2 is going to win stuff next year. Yeah. I get the feeling they would, but...
They will.
Yeah, so with that, we can move ahead. We're going to get into our Monsterverse discussion. So with that, let's lock in. So kind of just with that... Obviously, the owner of Godzilla is Toho, two studios in Japan. So they've been going since 1954 till today. So there are four distinct eras in Godzilla. There's some mini ones as well and kind of like side projects. And then there's also the Monsterverse, which is outside of it. But for Toho, it's mainly four. So starting with the Showa era, that's like the 1954 to 1975. And then again, with the first ever Godzilla movie, it's not what we see as it is today, if you kind of want to touch on that.
Oh boy, yeah. So as I said, like this started in 1954 all the way up today, and it's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest running franchise of all time. So that just lets you know just what we're working with here. And yeah, 1954, the original Godzilla film, it kicked it off. And before you guys all think about it, technically the first Godzilla movie is a horror movie. It is a horror movie because of the fact that it's playing off the fear of, or like the fear of US of A dropping another atomic bomb straight on Japan after, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And this was a colossal film. As I said, this was a way for them to air out their grievances, air out their fears, and pretty much take that appearance of like an atomic bomb and translate it into the character of Godzilla. And from there, as we mentioned, the rest was history. Like, this movie was groundbreaking. Like, it was huge for Japan. Like, I'm pretty sure, I can't like get stats up on it right now, but I'm pretty sure like there was people who really were impacted by it to the point where like they probably couldn't watch the movie as many horror movies would be. And just the fact like this is probably like one of the few movies that I know, at least me personally, like my family knows Godzilla. They know it because of the fact like it got translated over here with, you know, the crappy dub overs.
Yeah.
As you know, with, you know, the lip syncing is absolutely not there at all.
Mm-hmm.
They just saying whatever, and then
they got that Madam Web lip syncing.
I'm still not seeing that movie, so I don't know what you're referencing. So, but if that happened, then I'm not surprised. But but yeah, like it was definitely like a groundbreaking film. It was, of course, released worldwide. The design of Godzilla is definitely a strong one because, you know, he's a giant dinosaur, lizard, atomic.
And then that one,
being a mass destruction,
he's very limited in how much they show him, right?
Yes, because again, like times the times, and then the fact that the suit did not look as well. In hindsight, it doesn't look good now, but I'm pretty sure it looked great back then.
That's fair.
And again, like, and of course, it goes along with the theme of less is more.
True.
But yeah, so like. But again, like at this time, Godzilla was a prime monster. Like, he is not like the person you think of today where like, oh yeah, he's out to save the earth, or he's just out here doing his own thing. Nah, this one, he's just out here killing.
Yeah, absolutely.
He out here catching bodies and just doing whatever he wants. And when it comes to that, like this era, the Showa era, that's like around time, like, because, you know, like with the advent of success, you're going to get sequels and you're going to get knockoffs. So,
yeah.
Hey, if they ain't us, I mean, if you can't be us, you ain't going to try to be. If you want to like talk more about the spread of Godzilla.
Well, yeah, with that also, I kind of just want to mention that around this time, well, before this time also, King Kong, from what I researched, came out in 1933. So that was kind of like one of the OG monster movies and had the same critical success as Godzilla. But then from after there were, I believe the Showa era has 33 total Godzillas, but it's like double digits. And that's kind of where it's like multiple Godzilla movies. Then from there, they create their... That's when he starts to kind of transition from the horror allegory for the nuclear threat to the hero Godzilla that we kind of know today. Staying in this general vein of it, this is where we start to see the introduction of Rodan, Mothra, I believe. Another one's called Varan that joins into the story. We also had the Godzilla King Kong first kind of meeting between them. And I believe also in this era, Ghidorah is introduced. I know there's a few others that get introduced in later eras.
Oh yeah, it's like actually the King Ghidorah one is actually a major milestone for the Showa era, because it's when he's introduced
that's when Godzilla's image starts changing to be more heroic rather than just be a force of nature or just a being of utter destruction. Because it's like, oh no, that's my op. We've got to go handle him. And as the time goes on, like, there's more characters that get introduced, but another major one that gets introduced is Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
You want to touch up on the... No, I'm just going to touch up on the man right now, because Mechagodzilla is... Woo! He one of them ones, all right? This is where the mechs start coming in. So when it comes to Godzilla, it's not only just like a kaiju-like franchise. It's also a tokusatsu franchise. For those who don't know, kaiju just means monster, so obviously. But tokusatsu, that's just basically the type of... It's just a type of filming technique, but it, in essence, is basically you get giant robots fighting giant monsters and all that. And you may recognize that from probably the second most famous tokusatsu franchise of all time, behind Godzilla, Super Sentai, Super Sentai and Kamen Rider, which leads into Power Rangers. Boom, there you go. So yeah, tokusatsu is basically started by Godzilla and led to the superheroes, you know, to the spandex wearing, color coordinated robot wielding, monster fighting teenagers with attitude that you know today.
Yeah, which we'll get into a bit later, just kind of like the evolution of it, since we're covering almost all monsters / mechas. But going from there, the last film of this era was Terra of Mechagodzilla, and then that was in 1975. Box office was a failure. So like with 15 movies in, they decided to put it on a bit of a hiatus. So it was about a 9 to 10 year hiatus. And then that's when we get into the Heisei era, which is 84, 95. Again, they start off with him as more of a monster in the Return of the Godzilla. But then from there, he is more of the Godzilla that we know today.
Yep, absolutely. Like, I believe this era is marked wholly about like how it's much more darker. But then again, what wasn't dark in the 80s and 90s, or early 90s? But when it comes to that, like, again, Godzilla, like, he pretty much is a beast. He's a straight up monster. Like, the Return of Godzilla was essentially a wholesale reboot of Godzilla as a brand, and you start getting like more monsters that got introduced, like Biollante or what was it?
Space Godzilla?
Yeah, Space Godzilla, which I'm just like, ooh. Like at this point, you should start getting just monsters just out the wazoo. Like, you know,
was this one also Destroyer, or was he introduced in the previous era?
Okay, so its origins took place in the Showa era, but he really didn't get his debut to like the Millennium era, which is like right after this one.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Destroyer. So yeah, like this was just an era, like kind of like a midpoint where you're just trying to get where you're trying to like get his kind of like Godzilla getting his groove back. You know what I'm saying? Like he trying to get back in form. He's trying to get back to true darkness, if you will, and be that menace. Be that dog that we thought he was, and he definitely does. But yeah, that is basically the Heisei era. What also happens is interesting, because what happens after that, if you want to get into that.
Yeah, so with that, kind of like what I mentioned with Destroyer, that's the movie I believe where Godzilla ends up getting killed by him, and Destroyer also like kills his son at some point in that. But at this point,
like the last, that was like,
yeah, it was like the very last movie before kicking off the millennium. So then America is like, hey, let's give us a try. And the company that we love, when it adopts intellectual property, Sony, tried their hand at Godzilla. They were trying to aim for a trilogy. And I don't know how much, Meech, that you researched the Sony aspect of it, but the second part of it, the second sequel and the villain name that they were aiming for was wild. But
oh no, I didn't want to touch anything from that film. I did not do any research on that topic.
Wild. But so
how wild are we talking?
I'm gonna edit that out. But so the villain was supposed to be a spider, I believe. And the name was going to be...
Hey, no.
What? I promise you that's what it was.
No. I'm looking that up right now. Hold up.
Promise you that's the research that I did. And they canceled it.
No, they did not.
All right, so I just told Meech about Godzilla 2 offline because I couldn't say certain details on it. And I have traumatized them. But just to kind of recap it, Sony had the rights to it. So it was like the Godzilla film, the first one. This is where he looks more of like a dinosaur, kind of like a T-Rex with scales or whatnot and dorsal plates. So it was financially successful, but the reviews of it weren't loved. It wasn't beloved by the audience. Even Toho was like, and this kind of ties in later to the Millennium, which was from 1999 to 2004, where that Godzilla was like, they hated that interpretation of it, that they just named it Zilla, because they said the movie took the God out of the character. And so with that,
Godzilla and everything but name.
Yes, exactly. So with that,
Godzilla in name only.
Exactly. So with that, they had a few films in that ultimately ending with Godzilla Final Wars. So that was kind of just like a send off to it. That would have been like the 50 year anniversary at the time. Mm-hmm. Again, that movie in Japan wasn't as successful. So they decided to, hey, we're going to put it on another 10 year hiatus. Again, Godzilla is such a big property that, you know, obviously on the different like channels growing up, that's how I used to watch it. But and then also there's other offshoots with that. But ultimately, it comes back in 2014 with the Monsterverse, which is kind of what leads into the next 2 weeks for what we're getting ready for on the podcast. So Monsterverse comes back 2014. And I actually like the take of it. You know, we talk about kind of just with the different, you know, how they complicate it sometimes with Godzilla. But I feel like in this one, even though he is a savior in a sense from the way the trailers framed it, and then even just kind of like leading into the rest of how we got here now, it does make him like, yo, this dude is a problem. We need to figure out how to stop him if necessary.
All right. So yeah, just going in. Well, first of all, we're not just going to skip over the fact that in the Millennium era, we got probably the best version of Mechagodzilla out there with the Kiryu. We just not going to skirt past my literal favorite version of Mechagodzilla, because that one was literally built around the skeleton of the OG Godzilla who died after the first movie, and it just goes on a rampage when it possesses the thing, which is actually kind of ironic because we're gonna see that again later.
Yes,
and then we also got to talk about perhaps one of the most evil versions of Godzilla ever, called the GMK Godzilla, or the Godzilla Mothra King Ghidorah from that movie, because that one had a completely different origin where Godzilla like was the souls of everybody who died in World War II.
Ooh, dang.
Everyone who died due to the bomb in World War II all fused together and it became Godzilla. So that thing was the most malicious. Like, and you know, like typically when you see Godzilla, you see like his eyes and it's like, you know, like normal eyes even have like slits and everything. These were just blank white.
And that's the all out attack movie?
Yes. Like okay. That one literally he actually physically, like, because that version of Godzilla was actually the antagonist of the movie. He was not the protagonist at all. And I actually kind of rocked with it because he was out here murking folks. He's like, oh, you were involved? You died. Oh, I know you. I remember you. Die. Oh, I remember this entire sect of people. Get atomic breath. Yeah. They even had to get King Ghidorah. And you know how much of a problem King Ghidorah is.
Mm-hmm.
And all the humans needed him to help against Godzilla. And it didn't work. It didn't work. So yeah, I had to give props to at least that version of Mechagodzilla and that version of Godzilla, because that was perhaps like my favorite incarnations of it when I saw it at the time.
That's definitely fair.
Yeah, but getting into some legendary Godzilla action, completely pun fully intended, because as you mentioned, that version of Godzilla, the American Godzilla after the pure travesty that was the 1998 version, we're never gonna talk about that again. He decided to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna be a problem. I'm gonna be him. And by him, I mean, I'm coming at everybody's souls.
And it's actually interesting, since Legendary, I believe, also did Pacific Rim, they had a test run with it in 2013. That's when Pacific Rim dropped. And I know there are like rumors that it could potentially cross over. I think that idea is done. It's still maybe possible because of the Under Earth or whatever, but timelines, it'd be too wonky to try to do it at this point. But yeah, it was just like so cool. And like the trailer where it's like the dude was in the, he was diving and you just see him go into the darkness and you see the shadow of Godzilla and you were like, dude, Godzilla is humongous. And again, like this is like the first American Godzilla in about almost 20 years or so. And to like really make him scary again. So even in seeing him just like destroy the mutos was one of the best experiences.
Pure high. I was like, you're the only problem with that version of the movie is just that we did not get to see enough Godzilla.
I think it kind of went back to that 1954 version and to an extent where it was just like, hey, we're not going to show him a lot, possibly. I know, like, they took out our boy Bryan Cranston in the first 5 minutes, but so yeah, just even going with that, we can kind of transition into just not just Godzilla, but Kong. You know, I already mentioned that Kong was made in 1933, the first one. Then in 1962, he technically beat Godzilla, and then later on, so there have been different incarnations of Kong. What's so interesting about the evolution of King Kong is that most of the time with his story, it's always he goes up on the building and it's wraps for him.
Yep.
But now they've given him the opportunity to grow, progress, be a savior of humanity. And I was going to say stand toe-to-toe with Godzilla, but
no.
Can I say this? Because people be defending Kong. Godzilla literally killed Kong. He literally killed him.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple times in that movie. Jeez.
Knocked him out and stopped his heart. Now, in fairness, that first fight was not fair. Godzilla, I mean, Kong was on a boat and he was in chains.
So, hey, actually, speaking of, can we talk about that? How you just gonna have a giant monkey in chains? But
breathing with the captain of the ship,
man, get him out of here. Cause, and then just the fact, like, you know, Godzilla, he was on timing that entire movie was on timing.
Absolutely, because of what you mentioned with do we want to talk about King of the Monsters first, or getting
the guy talking? We have to do King of the Monsters first, because that's kind of important for Godzilla and for us as fans, because in fact that's the one where, you know, Mothra gets introduced into the,
like,
Rodan comes in, gets completely stomped out by
everybody.
By literally, he was the punching bag of the group, which then gets inherited by King Kong later. But then we get like true queen Mothra,
everybody
hates a Mothra.
We get overheated Godzilla,
burning Godzilla out here completing all types of sins out here.
Destroyed Boston.
Yep, destroyed everything. But then we also get Mecha, no, not Mecha King Ghidorah. We just get King Ghidorah, and Kevin, because of that. And if in case you don't know, King Ghidorah has three heads. Each of them have different personalities. Two of the heads are locked in the entire movie. One of them absolutely was not, and that one's Kevin. And ironically, right, after Godzilla decided to pull a final explosion and murk King Ghidorah, it was a piece of King Ghidorah left, and humans be humaning in this franchise. That's probably the craziest line I can say, and it's 100% accurate. Humans be humaning, and they end up creating a Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
That gets controlled by the severed head of King Ghidorah. And who was that head? None other than Kevin.
He wanted revenge. So yeah, just also in the Monsterverse from Legendary, what's important in almost every movie, kind of like a subtext, is Monarch. So again, give or take what you feel about humans in these monster movies, I feel there's only like one movie that we'll get to later where I feel like it added to the movie, but I feel like Monarch, it moves the story along. Obviously, you can't have like 100 minutes of just monster fighting. I would be down for it.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
I would totally be down for it, but you know, just framing and stuff and connections with, I'm with you, Misha, but so moves it along. And then also you have the Monarch TV series, but essentially it's this group that has been studying kaiju. No, they call it Titans. That's been studying Titans for about 80 years or so in the context of the show. So they just kind of like are everywhere connecting pieces. And it's going to be really important how they tie into the connection between Kong and then also Godzilla. So that's just something that's like important to make note of with it. So yeah, King of the Monsters, good fighting. And then so with this new movie that's coming up, we have the new Empire. So we're going to see another team up and I'm so excited for that. But transitioning back to Toho, I will give you the honors for the first Godzilla movie we're going to talk about. And then we can transition to the next one. So then Godzilla.
Ooh, oh man, nah, see, at this point, the Reiwa era is here, and Toho decided to cook in absolutely horrific fashion, because of the fact that, at this point, they were doing kind of this thing where they decided to make, like, a couple of Shin properties, where in the tokusatsu and anime sphere, there's, like, three different, like, Shin movies. Shin Kamen Rider, the Shin Evangelion movies. Well, it was called Shin Evangelion. It was basically called Rebuild of Evangelion here.
Okay.
And then finally, the last one on this list, the absolute demon that is Shin Godzilla. But Lord, that movie is different because, so this version of Godzilla, this incarnation, because it's a complete reboot, right? This one is more or less it starts off as kind of like a mini fish thing, and it just keeps evolving.
Yep.
It basically is a giant, like, evolution machine. It can't die, and it's just, like, it's just going around, like, just causing mass destruction because of the fact that it's an abomination. It is in pain the entire movie. Like, even its scream is a scream of pain, not just roar of triumph, none of that. And it looks horrifying because of the fact, like, it's like it looks like what a burn victim from an atomic bomb would look like.
Yeah, that whatever the second form was, where before it like could stand up, is like terrifying to look at.
Oh yeah, and let me guess, it's because of them eyes. Them eyes be like, hey yo, hey wait, why are you staring into my soul? Can you just not? But also another thing that is pretty interesting about this version of Godzilla is that it keeps evolving. Like, of course, it evolves into the Godzilla, you know, stands on hind legs, got scrawny arms that the legendary Godzilla does not have. He a beefy boy. But this version, like, and when it does its atomic breath, it splits its jaw open, shoots out a vial of just radiation that condenses into a beam. Hey, who's surviving that?
No.
Who? Exactly.
Is that even the worst part of the beam?
No, it is not. Because it keeps going throughout, like, its tail. And at the end of that movie, right, the Shin Godzilla gets frozen. But, like, at the end, you look at its tail and you see it's starting to split off because it was evolving to, like, okay, to like, pretty much counteract whatever threat it's going against. It sees that the threat is humanity, so it was about to split off into, like, humanoid forms. Lord. To keep going. If we ever got a sequel to that Shin Godzilla movie, it would have been up for all of humanity. I would have been here for it. If you couldn't guess by our reaction, it is a huge success. Like, this version of Shin Godzilla, pretty much everybody loved it, not just in America, but especially in Japan. And it was the highest grossing Godzilla movie until...
Ooh, Godzilla Minus One. All right, so with this, people, you have to understand. So just like the deal with Legendary and Toho, it's that neither of them can release movies in the same year. So fortunately for everyone, Godzilla Minus One dropped last year in December. And I kid you not, this is our legit reaction in the movie theater. So I see Meech walking up, and I'm thinking this movie is going to be like Shin Godzilla. I walk up to him. I'm like, you ready for Godzilla to destroy destroy Japan again? And he's like, yeah. And then the movie plays, and it's just like, it's so emotional. It's so like as grounded as it possibly can be in a Godzilla movie. You actually feel, this was the first ever time where I felt like, I was rooting for the humans in a Godzilla movie. And it's just like the storytelling of it. This movie actually won an Oscar, and it's the first Godzilla movie to ever win an Oscar. And just like, man, just take over. Cause like this Godzilla, like it's kind of similar where he evolves to an extent, but like we open up with just like him being a normal dinosaur. Then he gets nuked, and then it's like, okay, the revenge of Godzilla. And the one thing about this one that it's kind of different than most Godzillas we know. So, like, obviously, you were watching the legendary one. This one can regenerate. And the first time he regenerates in the movie, the entire crowd was terrified. You could hear the moans of terror.
Yep. It was a spectacular sight because, like, you think, like, okay, they're going to throw some bombs in his mouth. We're going to blow it up. Like, all right, cool. We it. He, damn it. He going to have, like, a broken jaw for the rest of the film, and then it regenerates itself, and you're just like, oh,
that's the legit reaction in the theater.
We were absolutely in shook it, in despair. And they're like, how?
I don't know what the moment is for you that's like the most like, because that was like, wow, what is happening? How do they stop this? But the moment for me was when he actually got inside the city. And he was like, he was destroying everything. Right? And then I think the cannons came and they were kind of slowing him down. And then you just see the way he did his atomic breath. It was like the second or third time he did it in the movie, but this one was different. But it was like the tails, it started to change blue and they kept lifting up. And then it got to his back and it sped up and he like fired it. And then it just like, boom.
Yeah. And like, the sound cinematics for that was just stunning because it was just silence. It was just like silence, and you just hear it powering up. Like, boom. He shoots. No. It was silent when he shoots it, and then you see nothing, and then you hear the explosion. You're just like, whoa.
Because most of the time, it's like it's almost like he's doing like a fire breath. Most of the time, it feels like it. This one was more of like a nuclear explosion, whereas like there was also the kickback of the explosion, and everything was quiet in the city after that. So that is just like, that's how you, yeah.
When it took out baby girl.
Oh my gosh, dude. So like even the success of this movie, like it released in America, it was supposed to be out for like a week or two, like max in the US. And it was so popular and so successful and everyone kept going to see it. Great word of mouth that it stayed for like 2 months almost. And then it even got a re-release in black and white.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
I had to watch it in black and white because it's like, oh, nah, see this. I felt like something was a little bit missing, a little bit off in this movie. And then like black and white, I'm like, yep, that was it. That was what I needed.
So, yeah, with that one, we can kind of touch on the bigger thing, but Godzilla being that allegory, especially with in Minus One and then in the first one, it's taking place close enough to World War II happening where everyone in the movie is playing off of just like the fear of that happening again. And then also particularly in Minus One where it's like, you know, losing the war and the feeling of defeat. And it's like, hey, if we can do one thing and sacrifice our lives for that, let's do it for taking out Godzilla. But then the lesson that you take from the movie is to live is the greatest thing you can do. And
dude, you cooked. He cooked.
So yeah, but I what I really love about Godzilla, and just like calling it that, is that you can take a monster and you present him as a terror, but then on the bright side, you know, the barbarians in us, we just want to see monsters fight. So yeah.
Yeah. I definitely, and I think like another thing about Godzilla that I really love, again, besides the whole it's a monster causing mass destruction, is just the fact that technically, right, it's supposed to be just a blank slate, and you can like impart, like you can imprint whatever you want upon it. Like I said, Japan imprinted just World War II. But for America, we didn't have World War II to deal with. Well, we didn't have to deal with getting nuked, at least in the same way. But when it comes to us, like we can impart something different upon it. Like, and like for us, we can, at least for me personally, when I just saw Godzilla, I just see this. It's just destruction. Like it's just a force of nature. You can't stop it. You can only delay it, or you can only like temporarily halt it, but it's gonna come back. And when it does, it's up for you.
And that's what I like about the MonsterVerse, is that the personality of Godzilla, like in the Toho series, when he actually starts becoming more heroic and, you know, doing the dancing and all that kind of, you know, cheesiness of it, but
tail kick,
yes, and the drop kick and everything, he's obviously like a hero. But in this one with the MonsterVerse, he is like, I'm gonna take out a Titan, but if you humans keep shooting me, I'm gonna take you out too. So y'all better chill. That's what I liked about him.
Yes, he took nothing from nobody. And yeah. and now that we get into GM Godzilla and King Kong, my boy then finally leveled up. He gone Rosé.
Yes.
He went from Super Saiyan Blue to Super Saiyan Rosé, and I'm just here, you know what? Let's go, my boy.
So I'm looking forward to that when that movie drops. So miscellaneous, just other side things that kind of monsters and kaijus and mechas in general, Pacific Rim and then Pacific Rim 2 Uprising. Those are just like both two things where it's like, just keep it simple, man. I just want to see robots fight monsters. Another kind of in the Toho verse is Ultraman. I can't remember if Jet Jaguar is Toho or not.
It is.
Okay, yeah. So just kind of like humans in the suit and then being able to fight as well is similar in that vein.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you know, just keep it simple. Power Rangers.
Yep.
Come on. I like even the 2017 movie with its faults, still technically monster movie. Yeah, sure, you got to deal with the fact that you're dealing with humans most of the time on the ground before you ever get to giant robot, but still, like you're seeing something giant, and it's definitely kicking everybody in the rear. But yeah.
All right. So with that, we are going to get into our next segment, which is a monster-sized Make Your Case. All right, so love these. We have not done this in a while, so just like getting able to talk about the monsters and different things. So in this, to new listeners, with the Make Your Case, essentially it's that ask a question, both of us, you know, have our answer, and then we make our case on why we chose that answer. So first one, outside of Godzilla and Kong, strictly in the MonsterVerse, Fizz, what is the best good guy monster / robot?
So I can't choose Shin, right? man, that's a good one. That's a good one. See, for me personally, I have to go with Baby Girl Mothra, because she's a day one. She ride or die. Mm-hmm. Only time she wasn't rocking with Godzilla was when it was GMK, and that one was an absolute monstrosity, so I understand. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, I believe Mothra is probably one of the few monsters or few kaiju that actually rocks with humanity. Like, actually, like, rolls with them. Like, it just,
yeah.
Like, you just, it's like, oh, yeah, these humans, they cool. So yeah, I have to go with Mothra, and again, she a ride or die, and she rolls with Godzilla. When the two lock in, it's up.
Yeah, so I kind of have to roll with I have to roll with Mothra. That's kind of like the only real answer with that. But outside of, so a question that I have, since I said good guy, monster slash robot, does Transformers technically count?
I mean, they are technically robots and they can get huge and they are sentient. I mean, they're technically aliens.
Outside of a monster verse, I feel like they're like one of the best mechas to like, you know, also the personalities, the fighting styles, you know, their own history. Optimus Prime would dog like most mechas. So I have to go, if that counts, I have to go with the Transformers.
Yeah, actually, high key, I might actually roll with them because it's like, dang, you actually bring a great point. And if you think about it, one of the biggest ops, Unicron.
Ooh, yeah.
World destroying kaiju.
Yes, so this one, there is a number one answer, but I think we're going to diverge on it. So who is Godzilla's, I'm not saying best, most dangerous villain?
Ah, dang.
If it was best, I feel like we were both going to say the same one.
Yeah.
Who is his most dangerous villain?
Dang, that's a good one. Because that one, it literally goes one of two ways. And for me, I think it might be No. His most dangerous villain? You said villain, right?
Yeah.
Humans.
It's the humans every time. It's the humans every time.
The humans stop them every time.
It's the humans every time. But tell me I'm wrong.
That's a tough one.
Tell me I'm wrong if it's not humans. But if we're counting, like, just if we're excluding the humans out of this, yeah. I'm like leaning towards Destroyer.
See, that's the thing. I was leaning towards Destroyer too, because I thought you would go Ghidorah. That's why I didn't say best. I said most dangerous.
Oh yeah, no. If we're talking best, is actually might be a mecha, but mecha, Ghidorah, and then everybody else. But in terms of danger, it goes Destroyer, potentially Ghidorah. Mecha's like right
in like that. Depends the stable god mecha or not.
Yeah, if it's Kiryu, then it goes Destroyer, Kiryu, Ghidorah, everybody else.
Yeah, because like Destroyer literally killed Godzilla and his son. So yeah, he's one of the few kaiju to actually like take him out completely.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the only. And again, he was birthed from the Oxygen Destroyer that killed Godzilla originally. Nah.
Yeah. All right. So for the next one, if you could have one power from a monster, what would it be?
You know which one I'm picking. You know which one I have to pick. I have to cause mass amounts of destruction in one single blast. I don't care if it has to come out of my mouth or come out of my butt, but that atomic blast got a hit.
No, this isn't going to be my answer, but I feel like that Ghidorah electric blast is insane as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right on that. But actually, hold on. If we're doing that,
it depends on how much atomic blast you want, though.
Yeah, because I'm trying to remember which one's the most destructive.
Because I know, like, the amount of, like, electricity that Ghidorah's blast uses, like, insane. But then also, if you think about Godzilla, he's literally a walking nuke, so.
Mm-hmm. And if atomic breath is off the table, give me the burning mode.
For me, I'm taking Mothra's regenerative powers.
So you're going more defensive and I have to go offensive, of course.
It's like regeneration and then just like being, you know, a different version of yourself each time. So that way you can accumulate power, knowledge, and wealth. I'm thinking practicality in my real everyday, day-to-day life.
And I'm just here to get rid of all my ops. Let's go.
All right.
And everybody around me.
All right, so for this one, you actually have to step into it, but what is the best mecha kaiju fighting suit?
Kiryu. Give me Kiryu. Every single time, give me Kiryu, all right? Because here are the reasons. Here's reason number one. It's Kiryu. Reason number two, it has a bunch of knife utilities. It has a absolute zero cannon on its chest to freeze whatever it has in sight. Number three, every time it fights Godzilla, it wins.
Okay.
Like, the only time it loses, quote-unquote loses, here's the reason why it quote-unquote loses. It runs out of power.
Yeah.
Or OG Godzilla takes control and decides to say, I ain't gonna take out one of my own. I'm doing my own thing.
I had to look up the Kiryu Godzilla, Mecha Godzilla. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. And you know what's even funnier? Death Battle, for all the times I hate Death Battle for a lot of things, they get this one right. Mm-hmm. They had Kiryu Mecha Godzilla fight the Dragon Zord.
Okay.
And by fight, I mean massacre it. It literally just kept going, mink, 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 mink. Nothing could stand up against Kiryu. I just like to say, again, Kiryu can box with King Ghidorah. It can box with Space Godzilla. It can box with Mecha Kevin.
Nah, give me Kiryu every day.
I was going to make the case for that, because I personally would like to be in the Megazord, but after the case for Kiryu, Mecha Godzilla, I don't think so.
And plus, if me and the spirit of Godzilla inside Kiryu get along well, like Kurama and Naruto.
Oh, Lord. Trash.
It's up. I was just like, hey, Kiryu. Hey, Godzilla, run in his pockets for me. I'm going to get lunch. Just don't blow up this shawarma stop, like, right here. I heard they have good shawarma in New York.
All right, for the next question, what is the best Godzilla film of any era?
Dang.
For me, it has to be Minus One. There's an argument for the first one just because of, you know, groundbreaking nature of it. Like, without the first one, there is literally no MonsterVerse in, like, 30, 40 films worth of just, like, kaijus and all of that, and then just like the first allegory. But I feel like with Minus One, the way they were able to do the special effects, which is the reason they won the Oscar for this year, but the way they were able to do it, kind of just like, again, being able to connect with the humans, which is what the MonsterVerse really is not great at, but just like the emotional aspect of it, and then the representation of Godzilla is similar to the first one, but then also he's even more of a menace in my personal opinion, because like even like at the start of that movie he was on demon time before he became Godzilla. So that's why I have to say Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things like I could pick for number one, you know. Could do Shin Godzilla. I could pick the original Godzilla versus Kong, because that was kind of like one of the first ever crossovers. I could pick the new Godzilla versus Kong, because that one was just a straight stomp for my boy. But yeah, in light of all the things you've said, plus the idea that there has never been a single like kaiju film where I cared about the humans until this one,
mm-hmm.
I have to go with a Minus One, only because of the fact that it got me emotionally.
Yeah, definitely. So for the final question, it's not really even to make your case, it's just like what you would like to see. What would you like to see, or what would you pitch next?
Okay, so this one, okay, so I have two. All right, so the first one has to be kind of like an all-out brawl with all the monsters. In fact, if you can even go a step further, let's bring Zilla back in here. Let's bring Zilla back.
Is he going to have Sony painted across his forehead?
Zilla, trademarked by Sony.
And get washed? No, he can get washed by Kong.
Yes! Actually, hold on. You might be cooking. GKZ. Godzilla versus Kong versus... No, Godzilla and Kong versus Zilla.
And literally a versus?
Nah, because literally all you just see is Godzilla just chilling out in the back, trying to like find, just doing whatever it wants. Maybe, no, he's just hanging out with Mothra. Somehow Mothra comes back, you just see him just like chilling, like hanging out with her. And then,
over the, and then you just look over, you just see Monkey just bam, 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 bam.
He would be like the OG King Kong movie where he ripped the T-Rex mouth open.
Yep, literally that, literally that. But the other one, all right, I do not know if you know this, but there is a comic out that literally just finished up.
And yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Justice League,
yeah,
versus Godzilla versus Kong. And in case you guys do not know, in it, whoo, Godzilla wrecked the Justice League. I'm like, oh, gee.
Wash.
He actually killed Superman. Like, it's not even a wash. He murked him, put him on a t-shirt in a pack. And then in the last issue, Kong gets a Green Lantern ring.
I saw that, yeah.
I was like, oh, Lord.
You fainted.
I need this. We need an adaptation of this. Imagine the legendary Godzilla fighting Henry Cavill, getting washed.
Henry Cavill, I'm sorry.
I know it's not going to be Henry Cavill, but let me cook. Let me cook, dang it. But you're going to fight Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill gets washed. Then they got to bring in whoever from the James Gunn verse over. He gets washed. And then Kong has to like come in and be like, whoa, 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 chill out, chill out. This man is just... You murking too many Supermen out here.
Mm-hmm.
Has to get a Green Lantern ring to knock some sense into Godzilla. Like, hey, wake up. And then Godzilla gets a red ring of rage. Oh, nah, it's rats.
Well, Lord, I'll destroy the world.
Exactly. But yeah, that's what I want.
For me, what I would like to see, it's almost similar to your first one. I thought you were going to take it at first. But remember America's Deadliest Warrior?
Yep.
And then along with Death Battle, I think it would be really cool if that Max, because I believe they own Legendary, yeah, Warner Brothers and Max, if they had like a TV show, maybe like 6 to 10 episodes that was along the vein of Deadliest Warrior, where it's just kind of like you take two monsters and it'll depend on like what you can get from Toho to do this, but you can have your own movie monsters and you just kind of like have not even a tournament, but it's just like a death battle or just like you say, okay, here is the stats of this monster. Here's the stats of that monster. You have like, you know, one nerd that's guiding us along. And then you also have like the cool host of it that draws people to
me.
Yes. And then, like
you too.
And then at the end of like 30, yeah, it could be 30 minutes. I think that's suitable. But at the end of 30 minutes, after like you're learning about the different monsters and everything, you just have them battle it out. Now, it'll be kind of tricky just because like you, in the movies, if you want to do later movies, you don't want to be like, oh, this monster got washed by this monster, so it's not a threat. But I think that would be really cool, something that like if you wanted to just like market it, get people streaming on your service more, to just like do that and release it in a sense. Even though it's weird that Apple did Monarch, but like Max is the company that's owned by Legendaries or Warner Brothers. So I'm a bit confused, but either way, like you could do something like that. I think for me, that would be super cool.
Yeah, it would. It would. Also, it just reminded me of another idea. Tournament of Power, but yeah, the Monsterverse.
That'd definitely be cool. Like a bracket of it. All right. So with that, we are wrapping up just like the intro to the Monsterverse for those that are new to this like monster sphere, or just want kind of a recap of the whole history of Godzilla slash Kong as we get into the new movie that's coming out in 2 weeks, which we will definitely be reviewing. I'll be honest, there's almost no world where that's going to be less than a B, and it doesn't have to do anything.
Listen, Rosé made it an A immediately. it can only go up from here. I just need Rosé.
And just like with that, the villain for that, the Scar King, I saw one trailer. Needs the fights from this movie. When we start talking about it, I saw this man get tail whipped.
I did too.
So it's the other monster that they're teasing but haven't shown yet that I'm scared of.
Listen, all I know is from what I've heard about this one, I'm like,
They said it's tougher than Ghidorah.
They're saying it's one of them ones. I'm like, no.
So yeah. We'll definitely be there for that. So transitioning on, with it still being the month of March, we're going to get into our Woman Creator of the Week.
All right. So for my woman creator of the week, it's none other than Black Bulma. That's not how she spells it, but essentially, like, she's just a sister. And essentially, she gives like a bunch of Dragon Ball content. And I primarily found her channel with the passing of Akira Toriyama, unfortunately. Still hurt by that to this day, but she really gave like an amazing eulogy, an amazing like just appreciation videos for the man. And just looking back at her content, she gives like really great points about Dragon Ball, really talking about like, hey, it's okay to be like a Black nerd and love Dragon Ball. You can be a girl and love Dragon Ball. I'm like, yes y'all can, please.
Or Kefless.
Exactly. We need more Keflas. We need more Khaliflas. We need more Kales. We need more Bulmas. But we need more Android 18s as well. But
yeah,
we need more Guinates. No, I'm getting off on a tangent. But but yeah. So like, she's definitely an amazing YouTuber and TikToker. However long we got TikTok left, might be just YouTuber. But yeah, it's definitely great content. Like, I really enjoy her stuff so far. And if you want to find her, her account is called Black Bulma, BLVCKBULMAA. So yeah, Black Bulma is my woman creator of the week.
So with that, we are wrapping up this episode. Recommendations that I have, just essentially any Godzilla movie, but definitely Godzilla Minus One, Shin Godzilla, and then since... obviously, the movie that's coming up, if you can just watch anything in the MonsterVerse, catch yourself up. I believe it's only 4 to 5 movies. So it's reasonable. You don't have to watch the show Legacy of Monsters on Apple Plus. But if you want to, that'll just kind of keep you up to date with that. But those are my recommendations for each.
Mine are all the same things. And if you want to get into like even more content, hey, you got like an entire backlog of eras of Godzilla. If you want to watch like the more goofy Godzilla, go ahead and look at something in kind of like the end of the Showa era end of the Showa era. If you want to get more dark and serious, go in the Heisei era, even going through to the Millennium era. If you want to watch anything like anything more modern, again, watch the Legendary Monsterverse. As you mentioned, there's only a few movies with Godzilla, Kong, Skull Island, Godzilla versus Kong. Godzilla, King of Monsters, and Monarch. Yeah, and then Monarch. And of course, like, it has a pretty great Godzilla moment in Monarch. I'm not even gonna hold it.
Yes.
I laughed hard on that one. So that's my recommendations.
All right, so just with housekeeping, next week we are going to be doing a crossover podcast with Fusion Ha. We've hopped on their podcast. This is the first time they're hopping on ours. We're going to just like get to know them and then also do a wrestler draft with with WrestleMania coming up. So that's going to be something exciting to tap into. And then the week after, Godzilla Kong, The New Empire. So that's going to be our movie review. So let's do our plugs, including TikTok, and get up out of here.
All right, so for our plugs, we have our Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter, and Threads under Blurty22. Like, comment, subscribe, and be up to date on all information, on all our informations and everything like that. We also have our YouTube and our Patreon under BlurtCityPod. Donate a little cheddar, get access to very exclusive episodes that may or may not see the light of day. We have our Discord linked in our Instagram page for a fine community of degenerates that we are. And after that, we have ourselves our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. Submit geek out, freak out, submit just questions for the podcast, submit just everything under the red sun, even episode suggestions or questions for Q&A sessions. Me personally, I'm the Jedi Ronin on Instagram and on the webs and on the app that potentially may get taken down. However long we have there, I may continue still posting on there, or I may just quit all right and just transition because it's probably futile at this point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's all I got. What you have?
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, Mitri_dash, that is MITRI_DASH. For my ex, we have @themat-16. And then for my book, Phantom Pains, for my book, Phantom Reckoning, and Most Regular Tale, you can catch that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. All right, any words of encouragement? I feel like with this episode, it can go one of two ways.
All right, so for my words of encouragement, right, listen, there are particular beings out there and there are people out there that may say that these monster movies, all of these, that's only for Japanese folk. You have no business watching it. How can you understand what you're listening to if it's in Japanese the whole time? Tell them to go touch some grass because you have full reign as an individual to enjoy what you watch. And if you want to watch some monsters go at each other's throats, do it. It doesn't matter if you can like understand them or not, because I can guarantee you this, your parents or whoever you face probably watched Tom and Jerry, and there was no lick of English in that, no lick of language at all in that show. So tell them to go get their hypocritical behinds on somewhere and go touch grass and read a book. And if they tell you to go buy a house, tell them that prices ain't the same as it was back in 1984. You can't get a house for $10,000 anymore. So yeah, enjoy what you love and be rogue to whoever tells you otherwise.
All right, I think we can leave it there. So as we say, not goodbye forever, just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See ya later.